Hello and welcome to episode 28 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about the pediatric microbiota, vitamin D for children, NFR detection, the shifting microbiome, gluten-free summer camp, and Thai noodle salad. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and August 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Pediatric microbiota. A team of scientists recently discovered that children's celiac patients show an extraordinarily high amount of both normal digestive bacteria as well as E. coli, which is often present in the gut bacteria of immunocompromised patients. Overall, the results demonstrate a peculiar microbial array coupled with substantially greater biodiversity of duodenal mucosa in children with celiac disease. Further study is needed to assess any possible pathophysiological role for these microbial differences. Vitamin D for children. Some postulate that a vitamin D deficiency, along with other factors in early childhood, may lead to the onset of celiac disease. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children receive 400 IU of vitamin D each day. However, a recent study suggests that this recommended dose may still be insufficient. The study concluded that children younger than 5 years could benefit from at least 1,000 IU of vitamin D daily. A further study is called for with specific emphasis on the onset and prevention of celiac disease during infancy. NFR detection for diet compliance. According to some new findings, a laboratory test called nuclear fluorescence reactivity, or NFR detection, could possibly serve as an effective tool in monitoring compliance of a gluten-free diet, as it has the ability to diagnose slight dietary shifts pertaining to gluten. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. As the microbiome shifts. Dr. Alessio Fasano, professor of pediatrics and director of the Center for Celiac Research at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, is currently trying to determine why certain individuals genetically predisposed to celiac disease might show symptoms later than others who are equally predisposed. He suggests that the onset of celiac symptoms is associated with the microbiome, or community of bacteria, living in the digestive tract. According to Dr. Fasano, the digestive tract microbiome varies among individuals and even in the same individual over the course of a lifetime. What's more, Dr. Fasano says they can also have an effect on the genes which are active in their host. Therefore, someone genetically predisposed to celiac disease may have been able to handle gluten for a long time, but once the microbiome shifts, and a subsequent activation of the gluten intolerance gene occurs, the symptoms of celiac disease will develop. Not only do Dr. Fasano's studies shed light on a perplexing topic for some scientists, but they open a door to possible treatment and even prevention of celiac disease. The goal would be to supplement or seed good bacteria in the digestive tract. Good bacteria that benefit humans are known as probiotics. This article comes to us from celiac.com's Journal of Gluten Sensitivity, Spring 2010 issue. Gluten-free camp. Thinking about sending your kids to a gluten-free camp, but not sure if the benefits outweigh the cost? Well, a new study was conducted to determine the quality of life among young celiac campers. Findings indicate that celiac camp may not only be fun for the little ones, but it could also contribute to their health, as well as self-perception and overall emotional outlook. The Department of Pediatrics, University of California, San Francisco, recently published a report which indicates strong evidence that gluten-free camp is important to the physical and emotional well-being of young celiac patients. Each of their study subjects showed marked improvement and were found to greatly benefit from attending gluten-free camp. Interestingly, campers who were gluten-free for less than 4 years were more positively impacted than campers who were gluten-free for over 4 years. Thai noodle salad. This noodle salad can be served as a meal or a side dish. Ingredients can vary depending on your taste buds. Preparation is minimal. Once you try it, you might find it perfect for hot summer nights. These are just the basics of the recipe. Of course, all details are to be found at celiac.com. Dunk some thin rice noodles in a pot of boiling water. Remove the pot from the heat. Allow noodles to soften in the hot water then for 10 or 15 minutes or until soft enough to eat. And when ready, drain and dip noodles into a large mixing bowl. Add some bean sprouts while noodles are still hot. Gently toss. For dressing, mix vegetable oil, sesame oil, fish sauce, soy sauce, crushed chili, brown sugar, fresh squeezed lime juice, and 2 cloves of garlic together in a cup, stirring well to dissolve the sugar. To the bowl of noodles, add some tomatoes, green onion, shrimp or tofu, and fresh coriander. Toss to mix. Now add the dressing, fresh basil, nuts, tossing well to incorporate. Eat this hot or chilled. Serve with fresh wedges of lime. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Remember to look at our website for full articles and everything you heard in the podcast from Celiac.com. Thank you for listening.